Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Real Talk with Real Youth. I'm Ben Colendo.
And I'm Avery Polensky.
Avery, this will be the last time we hear from you on Real Talk with Real Youth. Since we've spent so much time together interviewing many different people, I thought it would be interesting to turn the tables and interview you. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. I actually wasn't expecting this until, you know, I opened the script for this episode. So it's such a fun idea to be able to be the interviewee instead of the interviewer.
Great. Do you think you could tell us why you'll be leaving? It's exciting news, right?
So, everyone, I am leaving to go to college. I leave, today is a Friday, and I leave Sunday night. So in about 48 hours, I am out of Alaska. It's time, I guess. I didn't think that this day would ever arrive. You kind of think about going to college, and it's like a distant event that happens in the future, but now it's here. And so I cannot continue the podcast anymore because I'll be starting this new chapter of life.
What are you most excited for about going to college?
I'm really excited. I have a cousin who's the same grade as me, and I have never really gotten to know him that well. So we're going together. We actually plan 3 classes together. So that'll be nice to spend time with him and get to know him. But I'm also really excited because the university that I'm going to offers a million different classes in all different subjects. So this semester I'm taking a social dance one, I'm taking Korean, I'm taking history and religion and all these crazy classes that I never had the opportunity to take before. And since I'm such a sucker for learning, this is like my dream come true.
Wow, that's crazy. And that sounds so exciting. You're going to experience all these new things that you haven't been able to experience in Alaska. Like, even though Alaska is so great, like, there's just so many things you don't get to experience out here.
Yes, exactly. And I'll be close, because my college is in Utah, I'll be close to a bunch of different states. So I could road trip if I wanted to. You know, there's a lot of, national parks nearby, all these different things that you just can't do when you're so far away in Alaska. So I'm really excited. I'm just excited about it all. I don't think there's a specific thing.
Mm-hmm. And looking back on our work on the podcast, what do you think you enjoyed most about the conversations me and you've had and that we've had with our interviewees?
I really enjoyed the fact that the interviewees we got to sit down with and talk to all had really honest and candid conversations with us. You know, sometimes if an adult talks to teenagers or minors, it can almost be a little bit not condescending, but the relationship is very clear between adult and teenager, but they really treated both of us like mature, grown-up beings, and I really appreciated that. It was a breath of fresh air that we got to talk to these really important figures in the environment around us, and they treated us as a peer rather than a minor or like a little child.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any moments that stick out to you that you want to share? Maybe that were in interviews or in our brainstorming sessions or our meetings or really anything. Does anything like stick out to you?
Our interview with Dr. Ann Zink sticks out to me a lot. It was just very warm and very funny, and it felt very comfortable. I really loved that we both had like personal experience with her outside of the podcast. And so we could relate to that, and it just made things a lot more fun. But I also really appreciated her advice and her belief in teenagers, in the youth at the, you know, what she kind of talked about at the end of that interview. It really made me feel a lot more comfortable and a lot more ready to go out and to face my new future by knowing that she believes in us. It was a cool thing to hear from somebody who was so impactful in my life.
Yeah. And before you worked on a podcast, did you really do you think you understood or knew what you were going to be going into, like working on a podcast, like all the stuff that happens behind the scenes?
No. So our viewers don't know this, but when you pulled me on as a co-host, we had already had one co-host who had tried and kind of she couldn't do it. And so I was going to take her place. But this other co-host, she had helped you with all the grant funding, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a lot of it that was already done. And so I assumed that when I got pulled on that I would just kind of do like now and just hop on and record and then be done with it. I didn't realize that I would have to help write the script and contact interviewees and set up times and appointments for interviewers and all these other things, brainstorm questions. I didn't realize all the work, extra work that would go into it, because I just kind of had assumed that I was going to be used for my amazing voice and about nothing else. So no, I had no idea. But I'm glad that I was able to do it, because it gave me a lot of experience that I wouldn't have had otherwise. I really appreciated how our friends at ATMI talked about editing with us. So we kind of got in a view into that world about how podcast editing or any like audio editing even goes. It was really cool to be able to have experience in a world that I otherwise would never probably get into.
Yeah. It's a really unique experience. And we work with a lot of people. We work with producers, we work with editors, we work with reporters, we work with PR people. And it's really just an interesting experience, right? Like something we wouldn't have experienced.
Yes. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. And you're going to be going off to college and doing even more experiences that you haven't tried before.
Exactly. How many college kids can really truly say that they have a published podcast out there? I'm guessing not very many, but I can.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to like add that you'd like our viewers to hear or want, that you want to say that you haven't been able to say in any of our other podcasts?
I just wanted to thank our viewers, for anybody who really has listened to our episodes. It kind of, I know COVID is kind of on the back burner of the news. It's become so familiar in our lives that it kind of gets tiresome to hear over and over again. But for anybody who's really listening, I just like to say thank you for listening to two teenagers attempt to get conversations going about how this pandemic has affected youth. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Avery, I was so happy to be able to enjoy this last conversation on the podcast I'll be having with you. And I am so excited to be able to stay in touch with you and see how your college experience is going. And I would love to have you on anytime to be a guest host. You know, we're always looking for more youth voice, and you are an amazing one. And I loved working with you.
Well, thank you, Ben. That means a lot coming from you.
Yeah, thank you. Even though our name is Real Talk with Real Youth, we welcome all, from 9-year-olds to 99-year-olds, to listen in as our podcast develops. Thanks for all of your support. Tune into our next episode, where my new co-host and I sit down with people who are involved in the LGBTQ+ community to talk about how Alaska's politics and culture through the pandemic has affected its youth.